Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, I am, if this were the case like 2 years ago, if this were the case coming off of the World Series championship in 2022, I would not be excited. And what I'm referring to is Fangraphs has the Rangers, the Mariners, and the Astros forecasted in a virtual tie for the top of the division. They give the Rangers a 33% chance of winning the division, the Mariners a 31% chance, and the Astros a 30% chance. Man, I can't remember the last time the Astros would have been like third. Granted, it's third by mere mini tiny percentage points.
Yeah.
But third going into a season is probably predates like 2016 or 2015. It's been that long.
Yeah.
At this stage. So if this were 2023, Seth, and there were an article saying, wow, virtual tie for first place in the AL West coming off of a World Series, I'd be like, okay, this isn't exciting. I want to dominate still. But the last couple of years have kind of recalibrated exactly what the Astros are. They're not what they were 2 or 3 years ago. They're still very good. I'm excited about a dogfight, if that's what it's going to be.
You know? I am. I think that, yeah, you reset your expectations and you forget about everything that happened in the past. And look, the Astros very easily could have been in a mode where they would have decided to go fire sale. All right, we see which way they're headed, then just we'll clear the decks. It's going to suck for a couple years, and then you'll have to rebound. And we've been through that before. Now, the last time the Astros did it, we didn't have the level of faith and trust in the organization that they were going to pull it off.
Right.
So it was especially hard to go through. But there are enough teams now these days that have shown that you don't have to tank to get back up, to ascend back to that same level. That, yeah, I'm here for the dogfight, and that you can come out on top of the dogfight.
Yes.
And that it's going to look different. The names are going to be different. It's almost definitely not going to involve Alex Bregman. But I'm starting to get excited about guys like Cam Smith, you know, and some of the guys for the future. So, bring it on.
Yep.
Okay, great. It's a divisional battle. I love it. That's good. Instead of saying, oh, crap, all of a sudden we're in a divisional battle this season, you can go into it knowing that, yeah, that's the first. It's not a foregone conclusion that you've already laid that brick in the foundation.
No, those Rangers and Mariners games become super important now. Not that they weren't important in previous years, but when you're winning the division by double-digit amount of games, they're not as important. So, I think it's going to add a playoff type element, it should, to those particular series, assuming those teams are some semblance of what Fangraphs expects them to be as well. Like the Rangers win the World Series 2 years ago, and then they fell off a cliff last year. You know, some of that's injuries and whatnot, and that can happen to the Astros too. I'm excited. Speaking of Cam Smith, Joe Espada, super excited for Cam Smith. Here was Joe Espada on Chandler Rome's podcast.
He's got potential to be, you know, one of those, you know, this guy can carry your team for years. He's got that potential, right? You know, I like to be careful how I word this because I don't want him, you know, coming into camp thinking that this got to happen tomorrow. No, Cam Smith is going to let us know when he's ready to be the guy, right? But you know, he can play. He could play third base. I think he's athletic enough to play corner outfields. But right now, he's going to come in. I'm going to play him at third because that's his natural position. You know, he moves so well for a guy his size that's why, you know, you just don't know, right, where he's going to end up, because he's going to tell you. There's so much potential that I think we just got to go slow and let him tell us where he's going to end up. But the bat is special. It's right center field power. This guy knows the zone.
He's way at the top of my list of guys I can't wait to watch when we go down there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
To see what he's all about.
And especially, you know, Espada, he caught himself because he doesn't want to put too much pressure on Cam Smith. The way that athletes these days consume sports news is that Cam Smith is probably going to see a couple of quotes somewhere that people are going to at him on, where it says that he could carry the team for years to come. Let's hope that Cam Smith is a guy that doesn't, you know, just feel like, okay, that's what I have to be immediately,
right,
and that he understands it. That's a good thing that they feel that way about you.
Yes,
but you gotta, you know, do things step by step and everything. And it, you know what? If he's the guy, if he does end up being the kind of a guy that can carry a team for years to come, he shouldn't be affected overly. You know, baseball players more so than any other sport can keep an even keel and just understand there's going to be struggles along the way. Meanwhile, though, you and I at spring training will be having daily either exaltations or condemnations of Cam Smith.
100%.
God help him if he goes 0-for-3 at the plate in spring training.
Yes.
Because I'm gonna lambaste him as part of the worst trade that Astros have ever made.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
And then the very next day, I will point to him as the future of this organization.
I'm so excited for this, man. I can't wait
if he grounds into a double.
I can't wait.
We could have gotten that with Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
You bringing that crap here?
That's right. Oh, man. Bregman, by the way, Cubs, Tigers, Red Sox all reportedly have multi-year offers out to him.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers are like Thursday and Friday this week for a lot of teams, you know?
Nightingale was on Area 45 last night. Bob Nightingale, he shares my suspicion that he doesn't think that the Astros probably upped their offer. I don't know. Like, there's a whole thing about all of that that just feels very agent-driven, the way all these things have been reported. Now, one of the Astros writers did say that – oh, no, it was Ari. Ari had said that he got two sources from within the Astros that said they'd up their offer, didn't he?
I don't know if they were within the Astros, but it was two sources,
okay,
he said, yeah.
So whoever it might be, it's just all of that has kind of felt agent-driven to me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense in my tiny little brain.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, it doesn't feel right now like Alex Bregman's going to be back on the Astros.
I hope they didn't. I mean, when you heard that news, let's pretend it's true. Did you hope that they actually did sweeten their offer to Bregman?
I've moved on from him emotionally.
Yeah.
I want to start thinking about the future and what it looks like without Alex Bregman, because the team, you know, did make a couple of moves to compensate for the loss of Alex Bregman. So, yeah, it's almost like in a movie where they bring back a character you thought that had died, and you're disappointed to see that person back. Like, oh, great. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Like if Joffrey
playing that game, are we?
Joffrey had come back from the dead in Game of Thrones.
Right.
Probably got rid of you.
Joffrey, you know what? Joffrey looks a little bit like Bregman.
A little bit. They got some of the same features, yeah.
And in my mind, gradually over time, they'll occupy the same space in my brain.
That's so
I'll
sad.
Feel about Bregman the exact same way that I feel about King Joffrey.
That's so sad.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sad. We remember the power ranking of the power ranking segment. The ESPN was doing describe the offseason in three words for your team.
Yeah.
I think there's a theme developing on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Three words: replace offensive line. Three words. These are all different people, by the way. Three words: fix O-line now.
Yeah.
Three words: upgrade offensive line.
Yes.
Three words: trade Laremy Tunsil. Three words: trade Shaq Mason. Now, these are all the same person. Three words: trade Titus Howard. The same guy has them trading each of those guys.
Yeah, I think that this is what you have to understand. There's a lot of really good and capable NFL offensive lines who aren't that much different talent-wise than the Houston Texans offensive line.
Yep.
There was such a hodgepodge of mental errors and poor technique and all of these other things that happened last year that I feel like it reeked of players that either didn't know or weren't being explained to properly their role in the game plan or their role in specific situations, that I think I'm not going to wipe the slate clean out of a lot of those guys. Kenyon Green specifically, like, I know Kenyon Green has upside, but I got to see a lot more out of him. That, yes, I think they should bring talent in specifically on the interior offensive line, but it's not like they couldn't. It's not like there's growth to be had already with the guys they already have.
Yeah.
But yes, 100%, they do need to improve talent, probably at the right guard spot most specifically, depending on what they do with Titus Howard and whether he plays guard. But if Kaylee's going to earn his money as an offensive coordinator, he's got to be the kind of guy that can come in and get more out of those same guys. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't bring in a different offensive coordinator if he couldn't. So
right.
it's not one magical wiping of the brush with personnel that makes that a better offensive line.
That said, do you think how many new faces are on the week one starting offensive line compared to the end of last season?
I'd put the over-under at 1.5.
1.5, okay.
I think almost definitely at right guard.
Yep.
And then possibly another interior offensive line position. I think they liked probably what they saw out of Blake Fisher enough that they feel comfortable, whether it's Titus Howard or Blake Fisher, to go that route.
Bingo.
But yeah, I think with Titus, it's weird to me because I think, like, Titus isn't, like, he's not on a trajectory ever to be an all-pro player or anything, but he's a perfectly competent right tackle.
Yeah.
And, he's not somebody you point to. He'd be a guy I point to that you say, all right, it's not like you can't win a Super Bowl with a guy like that playing right tackle.
Absolutely.
But I think it's the combo platter of people being frustrated with Laremy Tunsil for very justifiable reasons that it's, like, and it's, your defense for Laremy Tunsil can't be, yeah, he's a really good pass protector. Because that's idiotic. Yeah. Like, there's way more to being a good offensive lineman than just being a really good pass protector. But it is enough for me to say, yeah, like, you don't just act like he's trash and act like he doesn't bring anything to the table. It's very nice having him in pass protection at left tackle. In the second half of the season, he did make a lot of efforts to operate differently and be a more complete football player. So I'm not going to bail on Laremy Tunsil right now. I got to see how everything looks in the sum total on the offensive line with Nick Kaley.
All right, last segment coming up. This is final Super Bowl topic, and then we're moving on. The Chiefs have several free agents, including several former Texans. Would you bring one or any of these guys back at whatever the market is for them? Would you bring them back to NRG Stadium? That is coming up Next.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.